Okay. In my camera. Today's shish will initial Chaim Luz from Shari Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Zerio Biskos for Shalim and Chaim Moshe Sheva Malki and Yisrael Sar Miriam Bracha Basar Malka Matri Yitzchak Ben Pei Goldina Biskos for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in the middle of Simon Resh Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel over here. In this Simon, we were talking about answering Amen. Now, the Machaber mentioned a little bit in, I believe it was Sif base, that we should not answer Amen for a child. And we mentioned then that that's really, we do answer Amen when a child makes a bracha, definitely because of Chinuch, we have to mention Amen. So now the Machaber is going to explain what he meant by not answering Amen, and that's it for a tinek, for a child. This that we mentioned, that you don't say Amen after a child's bracha, that's when he's being taught brachas, meaning his rabbi is teaching him brachas. He's not about to eat something. He's not about to blow shofar. He's not about to do a mitzvah, but he is simply going ahead and being taught the brachas by his rabbi. So when he's being taught his brachas by his rabbi, on that kind of bracha, it's not a bracha of atala, because as Mishmur explained, you're allowed to teach the child a bracha because that's the only way you can teach it to them. But you don't answer amen. You're allowed to teach it to the child. Says the Machaber, even though it's a bracha of atala b'shas alimut while they're learning. Now, but when they're making a bracha because they're about to eat something and they learned that they're supposed to make a bracha, they are at the level of being bar chinuch. Of course, in that situation, you do say amen, as we mentioned previously. So too, there's a minig then that then any child is able to get the mafter. We don't really do that, but the child is able to get the mafter and is able to read the haftarah. So the child will be making the brachas on the haftarah. You would answer amen to the child's bracha. Let's see the Mishabur, Shalomit, right? Shalomit, what does Machaber mean? Dein Shaymech Loma, Amen, MS. What again, what is Amen? Amen means, yes, I am, it's MS what the person said, and I confirm what the person is saying. So you can't do that when a child is just simply making a bracha to be taught how to make a bracha. La Ames, La Kaimis, Divrei Mavarach, Achar Dein Shem Bracha Allah, Bracha Allah. It's not a bracha, right? The Rebbe is teaching them the bracha, so it might be before Pesach, and he's teaching them how to make they're not eating the matzah, it's not Pesach by night. The Rebbe is allowed to use Hashem's name when he teaches it to him. You can teach it, the Rebbe is allowed to use the name. We have to learn with them. Now, and so too, you find similar if you're teaching a child how to lame, right? He's allowed to say Hashem's name, even though he may not say the whole pasuk perfectly. He's still allowed to go ahead and teach the child and teach it to the child. So now the Shu tells us an interesting thing. This that you're allowed to say Hashem's name when you're being mechanech a child, because if you don't say Hashem's name, they're going to get used to saying Hashem, or they're going to say Elohim. If you don't say it properly, then they're going to go ahead and they are going to be taught incorrectly, and they'll end up chazering into themselves to say it incorrectly. So if you teach them Baruch Ata Hashem, they're going to get used to saying Hashem. Once in a while, we see it on some Torah, a kid get up for his Ali, and he says, Baruch es Hashem HaMevarach, because the Rebbe didn't want to say Hashem's name when he was teaching it to him. So the Rebbe goes ahead and says Hashem, and then the kid gets trained to say Hashem versus saying Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Av Gadol b'shas Shalom HaBrachas. Let's say you're teaching a Gadol, the Gemara, I'm a blaskar as Hashem. You're teaching a Gadol. You're learning Gemara, there's Hashem's name, or you're teaching him anything. The Raka Shalom and Apsukim and Niska Batalmud Rosh Hashanah and Kamay Shem Ksuvim and Abracha Hashem. If he's teaching him an entire pasuk, then you're able to say it with Hashem's name. Liftar, but when they're making a bracha, Kigoyin Shemavarcha Brachas Bizmanon, they're a chinuch. They're making the bracha in the right time. They're making a brachas on a henon. They're making an al-chilas matzah, an al-natilas lulav, even though technically they're a tinuch, they don't have a chiyuv. But we do have a chiyuv to be mechanach them. So their mitzvah is their bracha is an appropriate bracha. The b'nei chinuchem, mashma. It seems that al-bracha Shemavarcha al-chilu b'hagav nekoydim shkiyuv al-chinuch, ein lanas omein olav. So now Mishnah Brura says that when it comes to eating, which is not really chinuch, okay, he would seem that you would not answer amen. However, where our minig is to yes say amen, because that also is also part of chinuch, that when they're going to hear a bracha, they have to learn that you have to say amen when they hear a bracha. When they get older, they're going to have to learn that when they hear a bracha to say amen, so therefore we do answer amen. They're making the bracha. You have to answer amen. Okay. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet, very important sif. Kol amen varach bracha shein etzricha. If you make a bracha that's not necessary, harezen noisen shem shemaim l'shav. You are saying Hashem's name in vain. Varehi, it's similar. It's like kinishba l'shav, like making a shvua l'shav. And as the Gemara says, when somebody makes a full shvua using Hashem's name, it's a terrible avera. The Gemara says that's an avera that's very difficult to get a kapara from it. On it, it's an avera that even yisurim are not mechaper on it. It's a very terrible, terrible. But also anas achar. Oh, I mean, when somebody makes this kind of brachin alanas, oh man. Now the important part over here is, you know, sometimes you want to be a machmer, right? Oh, I don't really have to make the bracha, right? You have a we learned the halachas of an ikar and a tafel. So when you have a case that something is vade an ikar and something's vade a tafel, you're only supposed to make one bracha. Don't go ahead and say I want to be makbid on myself. I'm going to be machmer. I'm going to make two brachas anyway, even though I don't have to now, because that is a bracha shein etzricha, and that is saying Hashem's name in vain. That's similar, Mechaber tells us, to doing a shua shav. We know one of the most serious averis is doing a shua shav. Now, of course, we learned the situations when it's a suffix. The psak halacha was that when it's a suffix, separate it, take from both items and make a bracha. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm saying is that when it's clear cut in halacha that you should only be making one bracha or not, clear cut, and maybe we said since it's a suffix brachas, we make lahakol. You decide I'm going to be machmer, I'm going to make a bracha. We have to remember all those halachas. You can't just do that. When the psak was, it's since it's a suffix, make both brachas. That's the psak. But when the psak is don't make more than one bracha, avada, you're not allowed to do that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah bracha shein etzricha going. I'm a baruch b'toch suda al dvarim shenifter behen kvari debirzamaitzi. Let's say you decide that I'm going to make a bracha on something during the meal, which does not require a bracha because that might see covered it. The zoi bracha shaloi lutzarechi klaus, no need for it. Boy kasva paiskim. That filim achshav loy hoy a bracha levatala. Let's say right now the bracha is not levatala. Gam kein kihi lefamim bchal bracha shein etzricha. You can have a situation where your bracha is not really levatala, but it's still considered a bracha shein etzricha. Why? What's the case? Your table is set. You're about to go wash and eat. But so you are about to go eat, and your table is set. You're about to wash, and you decide, oh, let me have a little bite from something on the table. Why? And you're going to wash 30 seconds later. That's really a bracha shein etzricha. Gamze asa. The goyim bracha shein etzricha. Now, of course, we said that let's say there's something you like to eat it before the meal because it's going to make your meal better. So now you're not doing that just because you don't want to wait 2 seconds till you wash. You're doing it for a reason. That's not a bracha shein etzricha. But if you're just doing it for no real reason, you're creating extra brachas. You make a hefsek. The Gurim Shatisbata Bracha Rishon Lagamri, your first bracha is no good, you have to make a new bracha. Bavade Yasa. So Lama Freya, you made your bracha, Bracha Lavatol, and you said Hashem's name in vain. Vayalel, Basimim Mamvav, Misha Brewers, you've cut your dal, the Magan of Ram, Basimim Zeh, Le'inian Ashlamas, may your brachas, Bashabbos, you want to finish up to 100 brachas. It's very nice, you want to finish up to 100 brachas, but you got to be with a cheshbon, you can't create brachas that you don't need. La Shab writes Lema, Avshum Vorech, Kisei, the Nusacha Bracha, Baderech, Haidor, Vishvach. Even though I am saying the bracha properly. So you can argue, end of the day, you're right, I don't need this bracha, but I'm praising Hashem, so what's so bad? No. Kevishayin is tricha, since it's not necessary. The choshkin of his kashem Hashem vatol, if you just say Hashem's name for no reason, chas v'shalom. The lav daf kashem shel arba oisis, and it doesn't just refer to the yudke vavke, Hu adin sha'arei shemus gam ke mechal issa ze any one of Hashem's name. Hu adin im hoitzi Hashem b'loshen laz levatol, if you say it in a different language. V'heinu shaloi b'derech shevach v'ayda. If you're doing it in a way, gam ke yesh issa, right? It's also asa. Kosev el yirab, v'shem sayv chasidim. Im tishma shechaverech maske Hashem. You hear your friend saying Hashem's name. Al tikonis toich dvarov. Loima, I say likach v'klach. Be careful! Don't interrupt him. So he says yishtek l'shmai d'varech. He's going to stop to listen. V'ategorim shi'ayt Hashem shemayim v'tol. You got to be careful. You hear somebody making a bracha by kiddush. Someone's making a bracha. Don't ask him a question. He'll forget. He'll answer you. And now he said Hashem's name. But if he's going to use Hashem's name to curse his friend, cursing his friend is even a greater sin. So that's the only time you should interrupt him. We said saying Hashem's name for no reason or bracha for no reason is like making a shul a shav. This is the lashon of the Rambam. It's brought down the Gemara called Amivarech Bracha Shein Etzricha, and he makes a bracha that's not necessary. Oivim Hashem Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lashav. He's Oivim Loisisa Mikol Makan. Das Kama Rishonim the Ik Issim the Rabbanim. Some Rishonim say that this Isser that we compare it to Shvuah Shav, that's only the Rabbanim. It's not mamish to the Dairisa of Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lashav. Kimishu Maskir Bebracha Derech Shvach Vaydov. Since Lamaisa. It is a praise. Baruch Ata Hashem lekenim alchayim shahakalim b'dvarei. I praised Hashem. Now, if midrabanon, it was a shua shav according to some rishonim. It's similar to making a shua shav because I, but not a deraisa because the ma'aseh end of the day it was mishabeach Hashem. Ukras machta ba'alma. Avim maskirei l'Hashem chas v'sholem levatol b'loy baruch. I just say Hashem's name for no reason. L'kul alma yesh ba'yisa Torah that's a vade in isa deraisa. Shu oivam mitzvah say that's Hashem lekecha tira. Yoiv and the mitzvah say of Yishafir Hashem, she has horror lemaitzi Shem Shemayel Batol. It's a warning not to say Hashem's name. And they explain the logic is very simple. You don't just blurt out the Melech Malchem Lachem, a king's name, right, for no reason, or to use it as a curse, right? Certainly not the Rabbanu the Hashem. Kedeisa betmur, kizihu miklal hayira. This is when you fear. If you fear Hashem, you don't just say his name, if not in the proper way. Not for no reason. Regardless. In this tabak, you're not sure what bracha you made. As we learned. Right, that if I was mesupik, if I benched, and I ate kedei sviyos avichiv, benching daraisa, I'm mesupik, if I benched or not, we say, sovik daraisa l'chumri, after benching, and that's not considered saying a bracha l'vatol. V'imid rabbonon, it's rabbonon lo yachsa v'yivarech, we say sovik brachas l'hokol. U'mashri kamachonim de'issa yesh b'dover lachsa l'varech, that when the chachamim say, sovik, when it's a rabbonon thing, we say sovik brachas l'hokol, you can't just go make a bracha, right? All these cases, suffik the rabbanon lahachol. But also, as acher, if a guy says, even though it's a suffik, I want to be machmer, I want to say alamichya, he can't answer amen. Maybe he didn't make an issa. This person, who the halacha is, he shouldn't be making a bracha, and he goes and he does it. That kind of bracha, you shouldn't answer amen, of course, to it. But the important lesson over here, from this last sif over here in the siman, is to realize the chomer of saying Hashem's name for no reason. And which is important law, we have to, keep on chazaring these halachas of the brachas, because if you don't know the halachas of brachas, the chances are we will, at times that you're not supposed to make a bracha, make a bracha. At times that you are supposed to make a bracha, we won't make a bracha. And on the times that we are making a bracha and we're not supposed to, we are being over, at a minimum, a very serious derabbanan. And according to some shitas, a deraisa, and it's not any deraisa, it's the deraisa that the Gemara discusses at length, what a severe sin and what a avera it is. Okay, we will stop over here. Imi Yetzer Hashem, we will start the next siman tomorrow.